It's been 60 years since I started school. I remember it as if it were yesterday. Well, that's not quite true. I can never remember what happened yesterday, but I do remember starting school. I sat at the desk, and lad next to me were called Herbert. He were Thorny Herbert in class. All kids, of course, called him a proper Herbert. He never bothered. He just used to grin and say, "I am biggest Herbert in class." Which, of course, were true. Thing were, he were a right clever lad. He always seemed to be able to answer questions nobody else could. He helped me many a time when I was stuck with summat. I went all through school with him and get to know him well. I could always depend on Herbert. I still see him there. Only t'other week, we were walking down the road and as we come past the old school, we heard children starting to sing. "Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, shadows of the evening steal across the sky." "Hey, dost remember us singing that, Herbert?" I said. "Aye," he said, and he joined in. "Now the darkness gathers, stars begin to peep, birds and beasts and flowers soon will be asleep." "Aye, I remember that all right," he said. "I wonder who wrote it," I said. "I've never known." "Nay, it's funny they should say that," he said. This were, we ate date, Herbert's favourite expression. He always said it afore he towed the out. I once stayed in a hotel that used to be a vicarage. And parson there wrote that hymn. It were called William Sabin Baring Gould. I were gloppened. I nodded and tried to look intelligent. "And there knows what else he wrote," he said. I pretended it were on tip of me tongue. "Onward Christian Soldiers," he said. "We all know Onward Christian Soldiers, don't we?" I nodded knowingly. Herbert carried on. "Aye, he wrote it in 10 minutes. He were proper surprised when it come to be so popular. He were eccentric, the nose, but he could speak 6 languages. He were a biographer and collected folk songs and poems of Devon and Cornwall. He published a book with him in, and it were used in all schools in England. But he could only play piano with one finger. He married a Yorkshire lass, and they had 15 children. George Bernard Shaw were a friend of theirs, and he's supposed to have used them for a story that became Pygmalion." I shook my head in disbelief. "Herbert," I said, "that's a marvel. It's no wonder they were all a stop at class." Then, jokingly, I asked him, "Thou doesn't happen to know who wrote All Things Bright and Beautiful, duster?" Herbert stepped back and raised his finger. "Nay, it's funny thou should say that.